Nifty is up by a whopping 1.89% and the Nifty Midcap Index is up by a whopping 2.42%. So is this a change in the fortune of the Indian stock markets? What is in store next in this week and the coming month? All of this in this episode. Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. If you're struggling with your personal finances or need any help in mutual funds, stock markets, personal finance management, retirement planning, reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 7058248602. You can find the direct link to WhatsApp here in the description as well. Well, Nifty has ended at 16,668 today. So this is a very magnanimous move which we have seen today, and after a gap up opening of 16,527 when the last day closing was at 16,352, it is a big move. Now, this can be interpreted as a discounting effect just before the MPC meet, which is going to happen in the first week of June, in fact, 6th June to 8th June. And the decision for the interest rate hike is pending there. So I think this is just a discounted move for that particular reason. And is the trend of Nifty changing? Because we have seen continuous 3 days of green action, of bullish action in the daily charts of Nifty. So does this mean that the fortunes of Nifty are changing? No, I don't think so, because the market will remain sluggish. It is not that a huge buying is coming just because of the dip. We have seen some buying, and it is a cyclical move that is going on, because we saw the respect of this support at 15,700. 15,700 was tested multiple times. To be very precise, it was tested approximately four times in the last week, in the second and third week of May, in fact. So once the support was established, it was very much evident that the price will definitely move in the upward direction from 15,700, because the more number of times it gets tested and it respects that support, it becomes the more is the probability that the support will be respected and it will take a bounce from there on. So that the same thing happened, and now the price has moved at 16,668. All right, so Nifty chart, the daily chart, the technical view tells that the price will keep on moving on the upside for a brief period of time, and the highest it can go is, according to the technical chart, the resistance levels that are existing here on the chart, it can go up to 17,500. All right, so we are at 16,600 now. It can move up to 17,500. So a good swing trade is possible over here. Because of the volatility in the market, we have always talked that the intraday segment is a good segment to cash in right now, because there is so much of volatility, there is so much of movement happening daily on daily basis, right? As I said, the Nifty Midcap 100 index is up by more than 2.5%. So 2.5% if the index is up, there are so many stocks which are giving you a lot of opportunity of plus 4% plus 5% on the intraday basis. And it is a no-brainer that because of this volatility, there is going to be huge gains from in the intraday segment, right? But here a good gain from the perspective of a swing trade is also possible. Why is that so? Because we have seen a considerable respect of the support of 15,700, and now the price is moving upwards towards its resistance. All right, so support is respected and the price is moving towards its resistance, so it is making a channel in which it has been moving. So this channel is not something very new. This channel has been existing since November 2021. So the price has been moving in a downtrending channel since November 2021. When I say downtrending channel, it means that it is having the same line as the resistance, it is having the same line as the support as well. So it makes a parallel channel with the inclination downwards, and just because of that, we think that it might move up to 17,500 this time around, after which it will again make its move towards its support line, and again the support of 15,700 will be tested once again. So what is the ultimate bias? The ultimate bias is negative. The ultimate bias is bearish. the economy is struggling, obviously, because the last time we recorded a podcast, it was struggling. So just after 4 or 5 days, it is we can't say that it has improved and something great has happened, right? So the stance remains the same. The policymakers need to do a lot to improve the situation, to take inflation into control. People are saying that inflation is coming into control and things are happening, but it will take time, right? It is not a matter of 4 or 5 days or a month or two, right? It will take time, and it is like a revival of the economy that is happening after all we saw in these 2 years, 2.5 years of COVID-19, and the economy was disrupted and everything. Though it was not evident on the stock market, but things changed, right? And now we are into that revival phase wherein we want everything to come back to normalcy and function just like it used to be earlier, right? The money market scenario that I'm talking about. So with this view in mind, the ultimate bias still remains bearish. Intraday is a good thing to do. Swing trading is again a good because it is following that channel, that downtrending channel is being followed. So swing trade is also a good option. Investment can be done on dips like 15,700. That second week of May was a great time to buy on dips. Don't enter 100%. Make sure that you're entering 20-25% on one big dip, 20-25-30%, that range. What is my estimation as the days go along? What level Nifty can come down to? It is very difficult to guess, but I think looking at the weekly chart of Nifty 50, let me just go ahead to the weekly chart. Looking at the weekly chart of Nifty 50, I think 15,200, this level is anticipated. And if somebody asks me a question, do you have cash in hand? Yes. At what price Nifty level, at what Nifty price do you want to enter? I would say 15,200, 15,000. Will you enter now at 16,000 or 15,700? Yes. I will enter 20% at 15,700. I will enter 10% if it goes down to 15,200. Right? I beg your pardon. I'll move 50%, more than 50% at 15,200, because that is a good support which I'm finding down there, right? So 15,200 or 15,000, that range is where I can see Nifty going down to in the coming days. Does that mean that I'm not expecting it to go down to 14,000? No. Presently, I'm not saying that it might not go down to 14,000. I mean, yes, there is a hint of a chance that yes, it can go down to 14,000 or 14,500 as well. So the ultimate view in mind is bearish. The ultimate trend here is bearish, and I am really bearish on the stock market currently, as I have been since that time, Diwali 2021, right? Diwali 2021, New Year 2022. Since then, we have been talking about the bearish nature of Nifty, and that has been happening. Alright, so 15,200 is my level, but that does not mean that yes, 100% I'm sure about it. But yes, I have cash in hand practically, and I am in fact waiting for 15,200, 15,000, that level. 14,000 is also a possibility, but if it comes down to 15,000, I'll be in with 75% of my cash in hand, and maybe I'll be waiting with just 25% for that level of 14,000. Alright, so this is the view in mind, and let's see how things pan out. As of now, things have been going really good as we are expecting it. So you can refer the earlier episodes since the last couple of years, and you just have a broader outlook of what we have been discussing on all the episodes of the podcast. You'll have an idea of how things have panned out and what we had expected. Not 100%, definitely nobody can be 100% sure of anything about the stock markets. But yes, you get some idea and you try to execute those ideas with those views in mind. Thank you very much for listening to the podcast till the very, very end, and I'll be seeing you once again. Make sure that you are referring our Hindi podcast as well. Also, the FinAzad app, which has the fantastic course on technical analysis. So if you want to make sure that you are good with these levels of Nifty, with the stock levels, the entry exit points, what are the supports, what are the resistances and all of that, you should be having a good hand in technical analysis. And for learning technical analysis, the best course available
is on the Fin Azad app. Check out that app, as well as make sure that you're liking, sharing, subscribing, and showing your love in whichever way you feel comfortable with. This podcast is ranked number 12 in all the Hindi, all the finance podcasts of India, Hindi, English, both included. This is according to Feed Post blog, and we have recently moved from number 16 to number 12 all over India. Thank you, and I'll be seeing you again.